WTMA, Charleston.
Welcome, 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 my fellow Charlestonians, citizens of the Lowcountry, those who serve in uniform to protect the red, white, and blue, and those who serve in local uniform, sworn to protect the innocent citizens of the Lowcountry. And then there's me. This is Radio Free Rocky D at News Talk 1250 WTMA, doing something completely different today. We are live at Citadel Mall. We're right by the food court. WTMA is 65 years old today. And still current with everything going on in town. If it's news, you'll hear it here. If it's current, you'll hear it here. If it's happening now, you'll hear it here. But we're talking about what happened then and now today. And the table's crowded here. If you want to come down here, we've got some ice cream from Holy Cow to give away. Certificates for it. Not sitting there melting. We also have Sbarro certificates to give away for Sbarro's Italian Eatery. We've got birthday cake here. We've got an ice cream cake from Cold Stone Creamery on King Street. We got slices of that to give it to you. In fact, it's melting in front of us, Jay Douglas. Here we go. And also, you can register to win the Kenny Rogers Fly Away to Vegas, which is going to be September 30th till October 3rd. You get two tickets to the Kenny Rogers Show at Las Vegas Hilton, two round-trip tickets, and three nights at the Las Vegas Hilton. And the drawing's going to be at the end of July. And you actually get to go gambling with the gamblers. So that'll be kind of fun. We'll be doing that from now until the end of July until we pull the tickets. So you can come and register to win right here at the table. So go on in, fill one out, grab a piece of cake, and have at it. You know, Jay Douglas and I were looking at it. You guys going to come up here? Come on up. Yeah, Dan, you come too, because I'm going to kick Jay Douglas out of here.
I'm going.
Yeah. Because we just wanted to point something out here. We're looking in the paper. Jay Douglas brought in some old newspapers. Look at this. Here's an ad on how to settle down if you've had a tough day. You know what I mean? Look at this. Light up a camel. In the newspaper. Light up a camel. What is it, Dan? It's here. Get some Paxil and watch some TV.
That's right.
Yeah, riddle it in a bottle. That's the way it is. Jay Douglas, thanks for bringing in the newspaper from the morning, just a few days after we went on the air in 1939. Thanks for coming by.
Well, you're a trip, RD, and it's been a pleasure. And once again, congratulations on 65 years of pleasurable announcing over WTMA.
I know you have to get back to the Charleston Historical Museum. You're in a display case there, aren't you?
Will you stop that, okay?
Thanks, Jay Douglas.
Keith, you're in the barrel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Jay Douglas, down to you.
Yeah.
And he's taking the headphones with him.
That's okay.
Don't take your headphones.
Oh, okay. You can have a seat, Dan. Grab some cans.
Thank you.
We'll plug you back in. Here we go. It got plugged in up here.
I'll get it.
Okay, put that in there. Dan Moon has stopped by. Keith Nichols is here from Channel 5, and you've seen him doing the weather. And a lot of people think that, Keith's been doing the weather there forever. That's where he grew up in the TV station. They built the building and threw him in there, and there he is.
Oops.
No. Actually, Keith Nichols was a rock jock on WTMA. What year was that?
Let's see. 1972? 75, somewhere in there?
Yeah. We were just looking in the display case a minute ago that you've got. That's a nice display case down there for TMA. And Keith and I were just down there looking through the thing, and there's some great memorabilia. And unfortunately,
I paid good money to have those pictures destroyed.
Keith, first thing he did, he looked at that some of the memorabilia in there, and he saw a couple of pictures of himself.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh my God, I thought those things were long gone."
He still looks the same.
Hair's a little.
No.
Well, you got longer hair, but he looks the same in the face. You can tell by looking at his Keith Nichols, man.
That's 30. We stopped, man. That's 30 years ago.
Yeah, 30 years. We were talking. And both of us agreed 30 years is a long time, much less 65 years.
Oh, my goodness.
My goodness gracious.
Well, what kind of tunes were you playing back then? About what, 1972?
Oh, yeah, in the 70s, it was all about Steppenwolf and Grand Funk Railroad and Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones.
Cool.
It was a heavy-duty rock and roll. I mean, that's what we did. And in the summer, played beach music and did the old time-to-turn jingles and ran lots of Coppertone and Coca-Cola ads.
I think we're running a promo with him on it, right?
Yeah.
Where he gives away $10 and the guy has to come and pick it up? $10?
Hey, $10 in 1974 was big money. The minimum wage then was what, Dan? Like 265 an hour.
Yeah, about $250 or something like that an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's half a day's pay.
You know, when I got into broadcasting, they didn't even have a minimum wage.
Well, I started in 1964 at a little station in Newberry, South Carolina called WKDK. Jimmy Coggins owned that station. Passed away a few years
ago. I remember the name.
He's now a member of the South Carolina Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And as a freshman in high school, and the minimum wage was 60 cents an hour. I remember that very much. But, hey, when you're 14 years old in high school and somebody will pay you to sit around and play your favorite records, that's a pretty good deal.
That's not bad.
I got into it in 54, and I think WNOK in Columbia. And Moody McElveen was the owner. You remember that name?
I went through there, too. Mike Hyatt and I both worked there, too.
Yeah. Moody McElveen, he was a very generous guy. He paid this young 14-year-old kid 75 cents an hour.
Wow.
And I thought I was in hog heaven.
Rich.
Yeah. I liked best about before they went to carts or even tapes before that, even I like the idea you had to queue up the records. And if you queue the same record up, you know, like Led Zeppelin, right? Stairway to Heaven always sounded like this. Ding, 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 ding. Because you had to queue it up on the stylus, man. That was the best thing about it. But now everything's computerized. The kids walk in on our FM stations now. You know, they walk in with their baggy shorts under hat on backwards, and they, you know, stroll through the hallway and go down the hallway. And the show's running without them half the time. You know?
Yeah.
There was a lot to do, man, back then. You had to stack up the hour.
You had the pegs, and you had to take one from the A stack every so many times, and the B stack, and it got crazy.
Of course, FM became popular, you had to color code things because guys at FM couldn't read back then. You know, A, B, C. I mean,
no comment. Yeah.
Well, you know, listen, AM was king of the hill back in those days.
Sure.
It was those FMers over there who were the second-class citizens. And then you remember, Keith, FM all of a sudden snuck up and overtook us, and AM began to take a back seat. And, you know, for many, many years, AM radio was just nothing.
A lot of that was the mid-70s when the automobile manufacturers of America decided, you know, let's put these FM radios in cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when it really started.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Giant engines, FM radios.
Yeah. Well, then they started neglecting AM, and, I mean, they would build a decent FM receiver to put in there, but the AM receiver, they just forgot about.
Horrible.
I mean,
it
just.
Yeah.
We come back. We're going to talk to somebody who's really a piece of history as far as WTMA goes and the Low Country. In the meantime, here's Donna Darling with the WTMA first 65th birthday traffic.
Get your day jump-started with the Morning Buzz with Richard Todd. Weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on Comcast Channel 2 and News Talk 1250 WTMA. Now here's more radio-free Rocky D.
All right, 556-1250, star 1250, or toll-free 800-737-1250. You can still call in and talk to all the historic folks here. I dug out of the History Museum here.
We've got Keith Gill on.
We got some.
Oh, yeah. Wait to hear this. Keith Nichols is here. He was on WTMA in the 1970s. Okay.
You were thinking it was longer ago than that one.
Yeah. We went on the air in 1939, WTMA did. And also, Dan Moon is here, the guy who took us into talk radio in the 19...
Did I hear Donna say Gil was on the phone?
You know who's on the phone is? This guy used to work at WTMA, too. He's been all over the country. Now he's in Florida. I talked to him this morning. And he's the very first Billboard Disc Jockey of the Year winner ever. And his name is Jack Gale. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Rocky. How are you?
Oh, we're fine up here. We're out here in the Citadel Mall. They built the mall out in the middle of the swamp when you last seen you here.
Well, congratulations. 65 years. Man.
Man, I tell you what. Now, you did. What did you do when you were here at WTMA? When were you on?
I was the PD, and I was there from 6 in the morning until 10. And then I fired the afternoon drive guy, and funny thing, when I went into the owner at that time, Chuck Smith, and I said, I fired whatever his name was, Dick Drury, I think, and he says, well, fine, who's going to work that shift? And I said, well, we'll put Bill Walton in there. He said, no, Bill Walton is labor, he'll get overtime. He says, you're management, so you will work it until you find somebody else. I said, wait a minute, I'm doing mornings.
That was Chuck. Yeah,
I said, I'm doing mornings, Chuck. He said, that's right, but you need to understand you need to fire somebody at your convenience, not theirs.
Ah. I'll try to remember that trick. It doesn't work anymore, Jack.
Right. 50 years. Well, next year will be 50 years. I was there 55, 56, and went to Baltimore in 57.
Now, when you were on air here, you were playing tunes. I mean, what were you rocking on?
Oh, we were rocking with Roger Williams and Autumn Leaves and songs like, you know, and Patti Pay. I guess whatever was out in 55, they had no rock and roll at that time. I think we did have songs like the Hilltoppers and the Dreamweavers. And I think the only rock and roll we had is I rented, was a place, I guess it's still there, the Folly Beach Pier. And I don't know if it's still there in Folly Beach. It was a big amusement pier, and we rented that for the summer in 56. And
hey,
we
Jack,
had, at that time, we started to bring in Fats Domino and the Drifters and acts like that.
Jack Gale, my name is Dan Moon. Let me ask you, I been in this market since, gosh, I don't know, 1962, I guess. You mentioned the Folly Beach Pier.
Yes, sir.
And it burned down many, many, many years ago. They never replaced the pier itself. Well, they did. I take it back. They did replace it one time, but it was blown away during Hurricane Hugo, I think. And
right.
Since then, it has not been replaced. There's still an old building there. But you were back here in the Charleston market, I guess, when they used to bring the big acts out there to the pier and used to perform out there on the Atlantic Ocean. And that had to be an exciting time. Tell me about some of the acts you brought down.
Well, it was a terrific time. I remember one weekend we had Saturday. It was a July 4th. Fourth weekend, we had two people. We had Pat Boone, who was red hot at that time, and Connie Francis, who was just starting out.
You know, we have a paper here from 1939. It's the old News and Courier, and there's a big article in here about the record land sale. Big money out in Folly. Yeah, they sold seven lots out there for $14,300.
You couldn't buy a foot for that now.
You couldn't buy a plank off the old pier for that.
We had some great times, though, there. We really did. It was just such a wonderful time and a wonderful place to work. And we were in the Dock Street Theater.
Yeah.
At that time, I think that's, what, the oldest theater in the country?
Yeah, it's as a matter of fact, they refurbished it a little bit. It still looks good in there. We had when they tried to ban smoking across the state here, and in fact they started here in Charleston, we pretty much shut that down. We brought the people out there. We were live out there. There were some people, blue bloods down there, telling us, get out of my neighborhood. But we stood there and we stood our ground and ended up voting it down. Back in 1955, Jack, you did something called the Hound Dog Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck was a Hound Dog Kingdom?
We did the Hound Dog Kingdom there, and we had a record store was on King Street across from Fox Music, and I think, I don't remember the number, but I have some old ads from it. We called it the Hound Dog Record Store and sold all the heavy R&B records there. But the Hound Dog was a takeoff, really, of Alan Freed. You guys are young whippersnappers. Mm-hmm. You may not know who he was, but we worked together in Cleveland, and it was a takeoff on him. And later on, it was on in Baltimore, Washington, and Richmond. So we called it the East Coast's biggest rock and roll party.
Is it true that while you were on air at the Hound Dog Club and during the records, that you had a little beat playing, and what you used to do? Take a big ruler, wooden ruler, and start whacking them off the counter, and then you used to break them all the time to be pieces of rulers flying all over the place.
That's right. We went through 15 or 20 rulers, and people would come into the record store. At that time, you could listen to records. They were 78s, by the way, and you could listen to them, and they listened to them and said, "This is not what I heard on the Hound Dog. The drum beat ain't the same." we had the sound effects of a dog, you know, howling, and it was sponsored by Gordon's Potato Chips, and I used to eat the potato chips and give the dog his share. It was really we went through a lot of requests and had members and sent them out a gold membership card. We had about, I guess, 4,000 members in there when I left.
You know, it just seems like back then, all the way up into the 70s when Keith was on the air. And I was on air in Chicago in the late 70s, went on in the 80s in Chicago too. Is it my imagination, or it just seemed like more fun to do music radio then than it is now? Or maybe we're just old and we just cranky? Is that
it?
It
was more fun, sure.
Oh, it was a totally different ballgame. We look forward to going to work because it was personality radio. I guess you guys have that now with talk radio, but most of the time on music stations, you don't have any personality radio. I think that went out when the FMs came in, just shut up and play the music because the sound was much better on FM, and I think the personality stayed on AM, and it went all to talk.
Yeah. And now we got, like, the FCC finding people like Howard Stern and some other people for, you know, doing wayward things on the air.
Right.
But the fact is, in a little milder sense, we all did weird stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
every city in those days, you could go Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Chicago, wherever you went, And there was always what we called at that time Top 40, 40 records. All the stations played the same music, but in every city they had their favorite, you know, personality DJ, whoever it was, Gary
Jack,
Owens.
What could you get away? Listen, you mentioned 1954, 55, and this kind of thing. Well, I got into broadcasting in 54 myself, and, you know, I remember well the boss telling me, you can't say H-E-double-L, and you better not say D-A-M-N on the air.
That's correct.
You know, I mean, you couldn't, much less anything else, but you couldn't say hell or damn. I mean, you just couldn't do it on the air.
You couldn't say lousy. I mean, it was, you know, you just couldn't do it. I mean, it was unheard of in those days.
But listen, the FCC, he told me the FCC said you couldn't do it. But I was more scared of the boss than I was of the FCC.
Yeah. That was back in the days, too, on the old TV shows. Didn't Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore sleep in separate beds,
right,
with a big lamp set up in the middle of the two of them?
That's exactly right. Twin beds.
And you could Lucy, too. Lucy and Desi.
That's right. Lucy and Desi.
And when Lucy was on TV, she was not allowed to say the word pregnant, do you remember?
That's correct. I'm with child.
Or even refer to it.
I'm with child.
Or, you know, she'd make fun of her stomach sticking out and all that because she was physical comedian. But you never heard the word pregnant or expecting or anything like that.
But it was, Dan said, it was just so much fun. It was just a ball. It was just a lot of fun. We had commercials there. I don't know if any of your listeners will remember. They'd have to be 90 years old, but we had the commercial with Sonny Goldberg, the King Street singer.
Oh, yeah, the King Street singer. You better believe it.
And Sonny would come in, and we would tape five or six commercials for the week, and he would take a pop song or a standard song, and, of course, he couldn't sing, and he would sing the first two lines of the song, just as horrible as it could be.
Jack, you remember the old King Street Singers theme song? You remember how it used to go? Hey, call me the King Street Singer. I sing whenever I'm blue.
Yeah, that's correct. But
you remember how it went from then on? I can remember those lines there.
King Street Singers sing whenever I'm blue, and something, I'll sing, come into the store or something, I'll sing one for you or whatever it was. And we printed up sheet music to that, and Sonny gave them away in the store, and I guess every piano in Charleston had that sheet music on there. And they could play it and sing it. But the best line was that he would sing these two lines, and he'd say, my father says I better stop wasting his money singing on the radio and start telling you about our wonderful bargains. And then he'd say something about our opponents can't sell furniture this low. But it was the worst. And people would call up and say, get that guy off the air. He can't sing. It was the funniest thing ever. Especially when you start giving pictures away in the store, you know, like a big star.
Makes you want to go back in time, no matter how young you are. It seemed like more fun, more innocent time. I mean, you know, you can get more wacky. Nobody really got out of line with the whole thing.
Right.
Sonny would do his commercial, and he would get, you know, he would spend all this time singing, and he had like 8 seconds to give four specials.
Right.
And he just rolled through them, and you're going to understand a word he said.
Yeah. Be dry, careful. We want you to get here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
once you get here.
Used to be a guy in Florida. You remember, what was his name? Oh, gosh, you probably know him, Jack. Tires Ain't Purdy. What, the guy up in Orlando, Daytona, Tampa area?
Art something. He used to jump on the cars.
Yeah. That's another guy, Alligator Dan. The cars used to roll by. He used to leap off a ladder. They'd roll by with a price tag on the roof.
Art Grindle.
Yeah, it was a $4.95 for a car. He'd jump on the hood and say, there's a dent. Make it $2.95.
Right. We had a lot of fun at TMA. We really did. I used to travel with the North Charleston High School. They used to call them the Cooper River Blue Devils at that time. We went to Bennettsville and Beaufort, Monk's Corner, playing the high schools. It was just a great time over there. And the Folly Beach Pier was a lot of fun. Really was. And they had a store there, Richard's Menswear.
Richard's Menswear.
Yeah, and I still remember I was in the window, and every time somebody bought something or made a purchase, they would cut off part of my clothes. You know, I had like six pair of underwear on to make sure that I went to that day.
That's kind of like playing strip poker, isn't it, John?
Yeah, I beg pardon?
Well, kind of like playing strip poker. You go to a strip poker game, you put a lot of clothes on.
Things are different now, Jack. You can't keep the kids on King Street to keep their clothes on.
Yeah, I guess
walk around half butt naked these days. I tell you what, we've got to take a break for news. Keith Nichols is here. Dan Moon is hanging around. Sheriff Al Cannon just walked in case there's trouble, Jack, so hang on.
You might
finish this show alone.
You're under arrest.
Yeah. This is News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Celebrating our 65th birthday all month long.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.
Charleston.
From Communications Exchange. WTMA, Comax News.
News Talk 1250 WTMA News Time is 4:32. I'm Mark Gabriel.